Your sports car here with Ashley Askin from Georgia Tech Volleyball. You've wrapped up your non-conference play. Just overall impressions of how the team has looked their first really month of the year.
I think it's been a really good growth period. We played a lot of really, really good teams. We played a lot of really good volleyball, which I think with such a young group, this was really good introduction for them of, hey, this is the standard, this is how we need to play. So, I mean, we've been growing and working through that. So, I mean, not every game has been perfect, but we've definitely played some really, really good volleyball. And I think this is all really good going into season because, of course, as you know, the ACC has a lot of very good teams. So.
Your last match you had against Georgia, tough loss there. What did you take from that match to help you prepare for this ACC schedule?
Got to stay hungry. Got to stay on it. It definitely wasn't the outcome that we wanted, but I think it's a really good learning and growing point for us because, I mean, you cannot take anyone for granted. And I think one of the things we need to learn is how to push and be able to win on the road. And that's one of the hardest things to do, especially being at your rival school. They have all their fans, you know, everyone's against you, but you've got to be able to take that adversity and just run with it and learn to win through it.
You've seen your role increase on the court quite a bit this year. How's that been for you personally? You've been here, you know, for all 4 years and had some players ahead of you your previous years, but now you're taking a lead in that category.
It's definitely fun. You learn on the court, you learn off the court. So I think just being well-rounded in that aspect has been really good for me because I understand, I feel for the girls on the bench. I mean, everyone's been there at some point. So, I mean, I think it's good also leadership-wise to be able to say, hey, you know, I sat out for the longest time, you know, and that doesn't mean anything. You get better every single day and you give yourself a chance every single day and you're going to get better and you're going to see the court. So,
what's been the biggest adjustment for you that you've noticed this year as opposed to this time, you know, previous years as a freshman, sophomore, and a junior? Like, what's been the biggest difference? Do you feel physically different? Do you feel like you mentioned like you played an entire year already? How do you feel just overall?
I definitely feel more prepared. I mean, it's the fourth time going through this, but I think this year has been different just because of we've played like a top 20 team almost every single weekend. So, I mean, I think every single year is a different thing. Our freshman year, it was more, you know, figuring out the team, new coaches, all that stuff. Our next year was, you know, let's learn to get a lot of wins. Or was that last year? One of the years, you know, we were just focusing on getting as many wins as we could. We had like that 10 running streak, but now our focus is more beat the best teams you can, you know, like play the best competition and play the best volleyball and get better. Because if you want to be a top 20 team, you got to play those teams and you got to learn to beat them.
And now you have Clemson and Duke, I believe, this weekend. Two teams that you're very familiar with, especially Clemson.
Yeah.
How have preparations been going this weekend? What are challenges that they're going to present for you?
Our preparations have been good so far. I mean, from our loss last weekend, everyone's mindset has been, all right, let's go. Because at the end of the day, that's the end of preseason. So everything from here on out, every single game, it all matters, but this is, you know, everyone's 0-0 in conference now. So this is where we can take our season and take it to where we want to go and have the record we want to have. So everyone's been super focused, you know, everything's a lot better when you win. So
yeah, and lastly, I should have asked this earlier, but how has it been working with a new group? Your previous years, you've had a solid, your group and then the year ahead of you. It's a pretty consistent group, a large group. Mm-hmm. You lose all of your graduating seniors and they're you and Gabrielle and some others. How's it been working with just a whole new set of players? It's like a new team as opposed to previous years.
It is, yeah, but it's a bigger opportunity to make the team how we want to make it and lead it how we want to lead it. Because we got 8 new people, so it's a really good opportunity for us to grow and show them like this is how we do it, and you know you can do this and still have fun, and we have really, really good chemistry, which I think is going to take us so far. So yeah.